think that was one of the hardest parts of my life with your dad, was seeing him reach this point where he wasn't really sure the best way, you know, the what was the right way to start saying goodbye, and what was the right way to start acknowledging that he was nearing the end of his life. I think he wanted to do it right, and he wasn't quite sure how to do that. But in the end, I think he was a very inspiring example to me of somebody who did use that moral compass up to the end of his life in trying to be fair and honest and have integrity in how he lived and in how he died.
It was one of the scariest things for me, actually, I think. Like, looking back on some of the things that have scared me most, one of them was seeing my dad afraid. And I remember, I don't think I ever told you about this, but we went to, it was over the summer at some point before he'd gotten too sick and he was still at home, and we went out to Pizza Hut for lunch, and he started telling me a story about one of his old friends and his daughters who was getting married, and how, and some of the things that he wished that he would be there to see for me. And this is by the point we knew that he wasn't going to get better this time. And he started to cry, actually, in Pizza Hut. And I remember it scared me silly, because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to comfort, you know, somebody who's always been the one comforting you.
That's a lot to live through when you're 12 years old. Mm-hmm. So I can understand how it's hard to know how to handle that. But, you know, I'm also very proud of your dad that he was able to confront his sadness about leaving us both. And to think of him crying at Pizza Hut is, that's pretty dramatic, because your dad rarely cried ever. So the thought of him crying at Pizza Hut lets me know that he really, really was sad, but that he was really even more determined to be honest with you about his sadness. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I think, would just hide that, and the fact that he was willing to share that fear with you, that really makes me think even more highly of your dad. So I feel really lucky that he was in my life as long as he was, and I'm glad that you had him for the first 12 years of your life. I just wish that you could have had him longer. Mm. I think your dad would be very proud of you now.
Mm.